Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Souls want to be saved.
souls want to be healed, and there are souls that want to be delivered. We know that there are to deliver, and we know you got the power, Lord. You can work every situation out, save to the uttermost, heal and deliver, Lord. Be merciful, oh Lord. Stretch out your hand, oh Lord. Hover around us. Protect and keep us, oh Lord. We're leaning and depending on you. No other help we know, Lord. Help us today, Lord. Help us to go through. Help us to stand our test. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us, Jesus. We want to make this journey. We want to endure. We want to go through, Lord. We're depending on you. We need you, Lord, to lead and guide us, to direct our path. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you might direct our path and show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us, Jesus, Lord, to get closer to you. We need a closer walk. We want to be able to do your will and speak your word and go where you send us. Help us right now, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Jesus, meet us here today. Take control of this broadcast. Pour out of your spirit. Sing your anointing. Let souls be blessed. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, let souls be saved and let souls be healed. Let souls be delivered, Lord. We know you can do it. In the name of Jesus, our trust is in you today. There is no other help we know. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. While we're praying, while we're waiting, move in a mighty way. Move, Jesus. Find the works of the devil. He's speaking to hinder the work of God. But we know God able, and we know you got the power, Lord. You said upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We take you at your word. We know your word cannot fail. We're depending on you today, oh Lord. You are our trust, and you are our hope. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we pray that you move for your people, oh Lord. Move today, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. Oh my God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you today, Lord. You've
thank
been
you, Lord.
So good. You've been so merciful. We don't deserve it, but we thank you right now. We give
thank
your
you,
name the glory. We give you the praise today. Thou art so worthy.
Hallelujah.
Worthy to be praised. Thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by us. Deliver, oh Lord. Have thine own way. Work every situation out. Fix it, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you save souls. Give somebody a mind to come to you, to give their life to you before it's too late, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look on every soul that is listening on all of the prayer lists. We pray that you continue to save, continue to heal and deliver sins and blot out of transgression. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Go into the prisons, into the hospitals, into the nursing homes. We pray that you touch and move by your spirit. Save, heal, and forgive. We will give thy name the praise. We pray that you bless this broadcast in your anointing. Touch the speaker. Send thine anointing upon her, oh Lord. Help her to preach your word and do your will. Send on soul. Deliver, oh Lord. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and the honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are very excited that you decided to spend your Friday evening with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and we still remember our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who is the pastor of Victory Temple located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we still remember him. And we're so glad again that you chose to spend your evening with us. And we're going to read our opening scripture right now. And it's taken from the 71st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 71st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee." Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 71st number Psalm, the first throughout the six verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, title 1 school, and 1 is O-N-E. And if you'd like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can go to that broadcast website and click on the on-demand broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. The mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And the prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, if you'd like to give a testimony, if you're a clergy, you'd like to have remarks after the word, feel free to call in 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock, Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access 9155. Free Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 12 p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Emmett Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6851. And on Wednesday, forgive me, the Gospel Truth broadcast, amen, with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You can listen, tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701 802-5175, and that access code is 584-7681. And you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. And I just want to read the names on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watts in Austin, the Breeze Briggs family, Kenny Huff and the Breeze Huff family, Todd Johnson, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Deacon Alexander Jones, Bishop Bird and his family, Missionary Gracie White and the Breeze White family, Elder Barry Johnson and the Breeze Barry family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, the Breeze Williams Edmonds family, Daryl Marcato, Steve Phil, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Robin Manfay, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Tanika Huff, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I just want to sing a small portion of this song. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell that she may introduce our speaker and have words of encouragement. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through. Even as Khadija, save me, Lord. That is a prayer within itself. Save me, Lord. Truly, I want to be saved in the end. When my work is over, I want the Lord to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And we thank God for this broadcast thus far. Thank the Lord for the word that was read. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, and never let me be put to confusion. The psalmist here was saying that he trusted in the Lord, and he was saying, never let me be put to confusion. And he asked the Lord to deliver him thy righteousness and cause me to escape. And that is my prayer today. Glory to God. And the Lord is where my trust is. And I know that if we, the people of God, brothers and sisters, if you just trust in the Lord, he won't let you be put to confusion because you're trusting in him. And the word of God said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. So when we trust in the Lord, God will make a way for us. He'll take us through our tests. He will deliver us from whatever situation we might find ourselves in. But we just must trust in the Lord. We can't trust in one another, but we have to trust
in the Lord, because he's the only one that will not fail you. And now at this time, we're going to hear the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And as she comes forth, we pray that you will help pray with her as she brings the word of God, that the word of God might have free course. God bless you, Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Joy Night. Praise God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for opening scripture and for the selection that we heard on tonight. And at this time, let us prepare to go to the word of God. And first of all, we're going to have a brief word of prayer, and then we'll go to the scriptures. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. Oh, God, we bless your name. We call upon you, Lord, to speak to us tonight, to minister unto us, oh, God. Feed our souls, Lord. We are looking unto you, and we are depending on you. For without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. Oh, my God, and have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord, at this time, let us turn our minds toward the word of God, and I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. Let us go to the book of St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 7 and 8, and then the 9th chapter, verses 18 and 19, and then verses 23 through 31. Praise the Lord. We'll begin with St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7, and it reads, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Going to the 9th chapter, verse 18. It reads, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Verse 19, and Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. Excuse me, verse 19, let's skip that verse 23, and let's go on down. I read verse 23, verse 24. He said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Tonight, the subject of the message is believe God and be blessed. The theme is just ask in the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. In St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, Jesus was speaking here, and he was saying, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And all of these words that are mentioned here are action words. When you ask, you go to the Lord and you inquire. And when you ask, it shall be given you. But we must believe God, and we can ask in the name of Jesus. As the Lord instructed his disciples in St. John, praise the Lord, he told them in his name he would do it. And so now we can ask in the name of Jesus. And when we believe God, we can expect to be blessed. For Jesus declared, saying, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So that implies that we need to have a certain amount of faith. We need to believe God when we go to him and expect to be blessed, expect God to hear our prayer. When we seek after the Lord, we're expecting to find what we're seeking. Amen. When we knock, we expect the door to be open. Hallelujah. The way to be made. We have an expectation when we believe God according to the scripture, even as the scripture says, when there is no element of doubt whatsoever, when we take God at his word, excuse me, and believe him, praise be to God, we will be blessed. Now I'm going to ask Vanda to be there. She would sing a little song while I get a sip of water.
Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. Save my soul from burning fire. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. Save my soul from burning fire. I want to be saved. Save me. I want to be saved. Save me. I want to be saved. Save me. Save my soul from burning fire. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Save my soul from burning fire. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, save me. Save my soul from burning fire. Please, Lord,
save me.
Please, Lord.
Save me, save my soul from burning fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going back to the word of God, praise the Lord. And as Jesus began to say to his disciples that we can ask, we can seek, and we can knock, see the blessing from the Lord. Praise God. In St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and just before the scriptures that I read, Jesus had been approached by many different people. There was a ruler that came to Jesus, and he asked Jesus to come and lay his hand on his daughter who had died. So he took action, and he approached Jesus. He went to Jesus, and at this time, because he could go directly to the Lord in the flesh, he didn't necessarily have to say in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus was right there on the scene. He could see him, and he made his request known unto the Lord. And after he asked the Lord to come and lay hands on his daughter, Jesus arose and followed him. His disciples went as well. Praise the Lord. But prior to that, there was a man who had a palsy. He was sick of the palsy. And they brought him to Jesus. And then Jesus forgave the man's sin and he was made whole. But when we approach the Lord, when we to him, there is opposition. The adversary will try to get in the way and run interference. There were those who were saying that Jesus had blasphemed because he told a man that his sins were forgiven. Hallelujah. And any time we put that effort to believe God, any time we go and we ask the Lord, Satan is going to come and try to plant the doubt and the unbelief there to make us think or believe that God is not going to hear our prayer, that God is not going to answer our prayer. Hallelujah. But if we go in faith, if we believe God, as the scripture says, we can ask anything in the name of Jesus, and he will do it. Glory be to God. So the ruler, that ruler asked the Lord, and he answered by following him to his house. Glory be to God. But when they got there, there were those who were around making a noise. And Jesus said to them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, as if Jesus didn't know what he was talking about. And that's just like the enemy, to try to make us doubt God, to try to make us feel like there's no hope, that God is not going to move for us. Hallelujah. But the people, they began to just laugh and make scorn, or laugh Jesus to scorn, as if to say, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. The girl is dead. But Jesus said she was asleep. Hallelujah. And then after the people were put forth, after all the negativity got out of the way, he went in and he took her by the hand, and she arose. The Lord touched her with his hand, and she arose. And when they saw this, the same ones that laughed him to scorn, the same ones that were standing around with unbelief, they realized that God had wrought a miracle. Hallelujah. And also, before he got to that ruler's house, there was a woman who was diseased, and she had an issue of blood. When she approached Jesus, she had already made up her mind that if she could touch his clothes, she would be made whole. So she believed God, and she took action. She didn't want to ask in the public because of her condition and the fact that she was unclean and was not supposed to be out there. So before she went out there to meet Jesus, she didn't really want to make herself known or identify herself, but she had this faith that she would be made whole. Prior to her going out there, she had made up her mind that if she could only touch, she knew that she would be made whole. Hallelujah. So she had this expectation that when she made that connection by touching his clothes, glory be to God, everything would be all right. She would be whole, hallelujah. And she thought she would walk away with everything in secret. But God, hallelujah, he made this great work known so that others could also believe and be made whole. Jesus comforted her, told her to be of good comfort, that her faith had made her whole. Oh, praise be to God. All it takes is for us to believe God and we can be blessed. If you need anything from God, you can ask in the name of Jesus. If you are looking for something, seek and you will find it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Knock and expect the door to be open. Praise the Lord. What is it to just stand there and look at the door if you're not going to knock on it? Hallelujah. But by faith, knock on that door and expect it to come open for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so his fame went out all in that land. And at the same time, there were two blind men who followed him. And they were crying and saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." So this was an act of faith. They were seeking something. They were looking for something. And they couldn't see with their natural eyes because they were blind, but they were looking for their deliverance, their breakthrough. They were looking to receive their healing, their sight. Hallelujah. And so they sought after the Lord. They followed him, crying. And they also began to plead with him, saying, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." So they put forth some work in seeking what they desired of the Lord. They had this expectation that they would receive their sight. After seeing all the miracles, when the certain ruler went to the Lord, he didn't beat around the bush, but he just came out and said that if you lay your hand on her, you know, she'll be all right. He believed that in his heart. He just said, "Come and lay thy hand upon her and she shall live." He just said the words right out of his mouth. And we can do the same thing according to our faith, according to the word of God. Be it unto you, as he said to those two blind men, Jesus told them after they were seeking the Lord and pleading with him and asking him to have mercy on them. Jesus, when he had come into this house, the blind men went in there with him. And Jesus asked them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" All I want to know is that you believe that I can give you your sight. Believe you. Do you believe that you can have your deliverance? Hallelujah. Do you believe that you can have your breakthrough? If you're desiring anything of the Lord, do you believe that he can do it? Hallelujah. They said unto him, "Yea, Lord," because they believed it in their heart. And as soon as they replied to Jesus, saying yes, Jesus touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we have that faith in God and we believe him without any doubt whatsoever, hallelujah, according to our faith, be it unto us, we can speak these things into existence by faith in God, just by having faith in God. If you have a situation, or if it seems like it's a mountain in your way, you can speak to the mountain and tell that mountain to be plucked up and removed out of its place. Glory be to God, and that mountain will have to move out of your way. Glory, hallelujah, because according to your faith, be it unto you. Just speak it in the name of Jesus, and God will do the work. Praise the Lord. So let's be encouraged
to go to God and have faith in him and ask for what we need from the Lord. Seek so we can find. Knock and expect the door to be open. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of how King Solomon loved the Lord in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. He loved the Lord, and he was walking in the statues of David, his father. But he didn't have an edifice or sanctuary to go to and to offer sacrifices unto the Lord, but he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. This is before he built a house for the Lord. And he went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. And right then and there, this was the great high place that they would go to and offer sacrifices and burnt offerings unto the Lord. So Solomon, while he was in Gibeon, the Lord appeared unto him in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. God told Solomon to ask. And so if the Lord appear to you and say to you to ask what it is he should give to you, do you have any idea what you would ask for? Hallelujah. And if God would be pleased with what you're asking. Glory, hallelujah. Solomon, he asked God for an understanding heart so that he could judge righteously the people of God. He was concerned about God's people. And this pleased God so much so that God granted him what he asked for and a whole lot more that he didn't even ask for. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So we can go to God and we can inquire of him. We can ask the Lord. If you're desiring to be saved tonight, you can ask God to save your soul. You can seek the Lord until he comes and reveals himself to you, until he comes into your heart. Hallelujah. God wants to do it for you, but you must believe God. You must have faith in God and patience that God will honor your request and grant it unto you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. And now at this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. And if we only have faith to believe God, just remember that when you have faith and you want to go to God and ask God for something, Satan is going to try to run interference. He's going to try to put a chalk in the wheel. He's going to try his best to get you to doubt God. There were many situations that came up while Jesus was working miracles and he was healing people and making people whole. There were the doubters. There were those who were just standing by looking for fault and calling out things, saying he was blaspheming, and others laughing him to scorn. This enemy will put anything in the way to try to make you doubt. Praise be to God, but you don't have to doubt God tonight. Oh, but you can believe as the scripture says, and you can have the petitions that you ask. If you're in need of a healing tonight, God has the power to make you whole. God has the power to restore your health to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. If you're bound, God has the power to loose your bonds. Amen. God can do everything. He can do it for you tonight if you only believe. So at this time, we're going to go to God in prayer, and we're going to believe God. We're going to have faith in God, and we're going to ask it in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. With our minds on the Lord, and our heart humble before him. If you have done anything wrong, repent of it right now and ask, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and we ask for forgiveness. Oh, my God, right now we ask that you will blot out our transgressions. Look upon us with compassion, Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. Lord, somebody tonight is desiring to be saved. We're praying, God, that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost. Lord, deliver their souls from the hand of the wicked one. Loose their shackles tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, there's somebody desiring to be healed of their infirmity, their sickness, or disease. Lord, we pray for healing right now. Oh, God, make them ever whole. Go into the room where they are and lay your hand on them, Lord Jesus. Touch their body, oh, my God. Rebuke that affliction, Lord. Rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus. Raise them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If they've done anything wrong or committed any sins, forgive them, Lord, and make them whole. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. There's somebody crying who's in trouble, Lord Jesus, desiring to be delivered from this trouble. We are asking you in faith tonight, Lord, deliver them out of this situation, Lord, and make everything right in the name of Jesus. Nobody can do it but you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We're depending on you, Lord. Fix it, oh, my God. Work it out, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying tonight for the backslider, asking you to look on them with compassion and have mercy on their souls. Lord, please help them to return unto you. We ask, God, that you will reclaim their souls. Reclaim them, Lord, and bring them on back home in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody has been running from your presence. And we're praying, God, that you will help them to surrender unto you. Oh, my God, be merciful and give them another chance. Lord, help them to turn from their ways. Oh, my God, and seek after you. We know you're able, Lord. We are asking you, my God, to save souls everywhere and deliver them, Lord Jesus. Add to the church such as to be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we are praying, God, that you will work wonders, that you will work miracles in our midst continually, and help us, Lord, to do your will. Help us, my God, to be humble and obedient, and, Lord, to walk in your statutes, to uphold righteousness, Lord, to speak the truth in our hearts. Lord, make us all over and create in us a clean heart, my God. Oh, Lord, work on us. Fix us, Lord. Make us what you'll have us to be. And, Lord, we ask that you'll continue to bless this ministry. Lord, bless this radio broadcast and everyone who has tuned in, Lord Jesus. Bless abundantly, Lord God. Let the blessing overtake them right now, even while we're praying this prayer. And my God, we are asking you for comfort and for consolation to the bereaved families, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, please help them during this difficult time while they're going through, my God. Let your holy angels be encamped about them and be present with them to get them through this difficult and trying time in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember those names that were called out that are on the prayer list and those names that were not called. We ask you to remember all of them, oh, God, and grant every request according to your own will in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. Hallelujah. We believe that we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, glory to your name. We thank you tonight, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. Oh, my God, we praise you, and we magnify your name. If there be anything that we did not verbally speak out in this prayer, we ask, God, that you'll consider it, that you'll remember and grant it according to your will. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, glory to God. At this time, we will turn the broadcast back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying, believe God and be blessed. Just ask in the name of Jesus. And she began to break down, you know, what this asking can get us. But it's not any kind of asking. And, you know, I remember being a child, and sometimes I would say to my mom, you know, my brothers and I would say to my mom, I know you're going to say no, but can we have thus and so? And even though we were saying that, there was still some part of us that believed that we could get it if we asked. But this asking, it's asking in faith with expectation. She said, you know, when we knock, we expect that the door will be open. You know, if you're just standing at the door, you know, you don't expect it to be open. Why are you standing at the door? And, you know, we expect that God, he's going to answer us if we ask him. And just like that ruler who asked Jesus to come and to raise his daughter from the dead, that's not an easy task. You know, someone's dead, but this man truly believed that Jesus could do this thing, and so he asked. And because the man asked Jesus, believing Jesus, he granted the man's request, and he'll do the same thing for us as well, as long as we believe and knock and seek. Believing, the door is going to be open. We'll find what we're seeking for. I enjoy this message, you know, a very encouraging message. We have to have this faith. We have to believe. And, you know, I just want to give opportunity to any other minister who might be online or might be trying to call online to have remarks. And also, I want to give Evangelist Maybell an opportunity to have remarks. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen. We thank God for that beautiful message telling us to believe God and be blessed. Glory to God. If we just take God at his word and move by faith, believing him, God will bless us and we will be happy. The word of God said, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which was done in the fig tree, but also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. The request is only to believe. If we just believe, can be done. And I just thank God for his word and how that God is a way maker. He's a door opener. It doesn't matter what is going on, what your situation is, if we ask it in prayer and in faith, believing God, he will do it. So I thank the Lord for this beautiful message on tonight. My soul is encouraged through the word of God because I know that God will do it. When we believe him, as the scripture has said, he will do it. It might seem like it's not going to happen right now, but if we continue to believe, God will do it. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Don't say, oh, I don't think it's going to happen. But we have to live by faith. And the Bible said the just shall
live by faith. And when we live by faith and trust God, he will do just what we ask him to do. So I thank God. I encourage you, Daniel Tameen, continue to preach the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. And I believe somebody is being blessed through this word that is coming forth on this broadcast. And as I stated before, we had my cousin listed on the prayer list, and we've been praying for him. And when I did meet up with him, he verified, and he said that he hadn't had a drink in 4 months. So look at what God is doing. God is good. And even the devil was trying to tempt him. I don't know if he took anything or not, but he told me, he said it has been 4 whole months since he has drank anything. And I looked at him before he even said that to me. When I looked at him and saw him, I said, you look younger. And that's what he said. And his mother told me, said, he haven't had nothing to drink in about 4 months. And then he came to me himself and verified it and said he had, it's been 4 months since he drank anything. Lord. So God is moving. And I'm and this is why we put these names on the prayer list. When these people call in and ask for prayer and ask to have their names placed on the prayer list, we don't reject it. We put them on there and we pray for them. If it seems like nothing has happened, we still pray for them because we believe God.
Amen.
God will bless them, and that's just what he did. He blessed this brother. So I'm glad about that. And we're going to keep praying for him, keep his name on the prayer list, Montrell and his brother and also his mother. We're going to keep them on our prayer list because we know that prayer changes things. So you can be encouraged, Evangelist Tameen and Evangelist Khadija. Keep on praying and keep believing God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Nigga. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and that praise report coming through Evangelist May. And there's no other clergy on the line at this time. We're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Cummings.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we do thank God for the broadcast on tonight. Again, we thank God for all of you who tuned in. Thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks and coming through both Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist May. And I'm encouraged. And I thank you for praying for me. And I thank God for you, for your support, and for helping me in this ministry. Praise God. I'm just grateful to the Lord for your continued support. Amen. And for your prayers. And we do look forward to you tuning in with us the next time, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. We're just so happy to hear the praise report and what God is doing. Like Evangelist May said, we just have to keep on praying. Even when it seems like nothing is happening, like God is not going to move, pray anyway. Just continue in prayer.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm encouraged. So I'm thankful to the Lord. Thank God for all things. If there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening.
Well,
may God bless you.
I apologize.
Oh, go ahead.
I apologize. I just wanted to say thank God also for the text that I'm receiving from a couple of the saints that are thanking God for the word today.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless. And we thank the Lord for you and for your prayers. Amen. Anything else? I know we have our district meeting. I had the weekend mixed up. Thought it was this weekend, but it's actually going to be next weekend if it's the Lord's will. And we're looking forward to the Lord's blessing in our third district meeting for this year of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. I believe it'll be on behalf of Holy Temple. So Lord's will, Holy Temple is officiating, if it is the Lord's will, for the district meeting beginning on Friday, next Friday, July 29th, convening throughout the 31st, if it's the Lord's will. So we will bring more details as they develop. At this time, this does conclude the broadcast. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.